Good evening and welcome back into the PM Sports page. On the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII, as it is presented this evening by Jet Physical Therapy and Julie Chown Coldwell Banker. My name is Nate Gunner, so happy to have you along for the program. It is now time for the announcement of this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, and this week we decided to go with a player that was our honorable mention selection for Athlete of the Week twice during the softball season, and Sigourney senior Jordan Carter. Carter was the Savages' primary pitcher this past summer, throwing 188 of Sigourney's 232 and one-thirds innings recorded, finishing with a record of 21-9. Her 1.97 earned run average and 124 strikeouts this season were second best in the conference. At the plate, Carter had the league's best slugging percentage, recorded the most doubles, and was second in the conference in batting average, also ranked third in on-base percentage. During her senior year, Carter has earned first-team all-conference volleyball and softball honors and was placed on the all-conference's second team during the basketball season. And just a couple weeks ago, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union named Carter a first-team all-state performer as a pitcher in softball. And we do want to welcome in Jordan Carter, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Jordan, I know you've had a number of noteworthy athletic performances during your senior year at Sigourney. Is there one that stands out above the rest that is most memorable for you?
I would just say the last softball game we played. I mean, it was amazing. It was my favorite game I've ever played. I've never played in front of so many people before. I've never once got on the mound and had my knees shaking so bad I could hardly pitch. It was just, the atmosphere was amazing. The playing against the other team, it was just awesome.
And we will talk about that game against New London here in a little bit, but regarding your recent softball season, you helped the Savages win 26 games this season, one out away from the state tournament. It sounds like that last game was kind of a lasting memory for you, but as far as some of the other games, what other lasting memories do you have of this final softball season?
I don't know. I would just say just being able to play every single game with my team is going to stick with me forever. I think every game was a blast. I mean, in conference, we only had two losses. I think playing against Linville Soli was one of my favorite games, too. I mean, just being able to have the atmosphere that we did with my team and just being able to go out and play together as a family, it just made every game so memorable.
We mentioned that you guys were one out away from a state tournament bid against New London in the Class 1A Region 5 championship game. And with that one out to go, you actually allowed a walk-off home run in the bottom of the seventh inning, and all of a sudden the season is done. And I can only imagine just how hard those first couple of days after that experience was. Take me through those couple of days, especially right after the home run was hit, and how you kind of got over the season and are now moving on into your freshman year of college.
Automatically, I thought, oh my gosh, this loss is my fault. You know, we were winning and she hit a home run and we lost and there goes our chance. But I guess the one thing that got me through it was I just kind of kept telling myself, you know, I could have pitched any other pitch known to softball and she could have done the exact same thing. My sister, who's my catcher, called the pitch that she hit over. She had swung and missed on the last two of those pitches, so I completely agreed with her as to where she called it, and that's where I threw it. And like I said, the only thing that really got me through it was knowing that I could have pitched any other pitch, and she could have done the exact same thing. And, I mean, just my family supporting me and just telling me how proud they are of me and just, it was amazing to see everyone in the community that wasn't there come up to me and say how great of a game it was, and that random people that I don't really talk to listened to it on the radio and just told me how proud they were of me, and I guess that really helped me get through it.
Absolutely, because New London is no slouch. I think they had the least amount of losses during the season despite not winning the state tournament, as Jordan Carter is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, soon to be freshman at Marshalltown Community College, a recent graduate of Sigourney High School. You're listening to this interview on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. And Jordan, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, they talk a lot about their core values with their company. And I'm just curious as to what type of core values you have and what were some of the people that helped instill those in you?
I would say my parents. They've always been a big part in motivating me and telling me, you know, it doesn't matter what you accomplish, you know, just be yourself and put your whole heart into everything that you do. And that's one thing that, you know, has really pushed me throughout high school, and that's one thing I've really stuck to. I've always gone out, like they said, and played every game like it was going to be my last, because you don't know if you're going to get hurt. You don't know what's going to happen, and I think that's one of the big things that they've taught me.
Now, Jordan, I know you were involved in several sports during your time at Sigourney High School. Were you involved in any other extracurricular activities?
I was involved in FFA, 4-H, a PBIS leadership committee, and band.
How were you able to juggle all of those? Because that's just a large amount of things to do, especially for a young person.
I think it really helped growing up. I've always played club sports, which happened during my high school sports as well. So I kind of learned to juggle, and I've always had a busy schedule, and I like it that way. I like to stay busy. I'm not the type of person that just wants to sit at home and do nothing. I like always being on the go, and staying active and staying busy really helped me meet new people. And so I guess being involved in so much, I didn't really notice that. I mean, it didn't really affect me that much, I guess.
Do have to ask, because you sound through some of your answers that you're a very big family-oriented person, and your mom happens to be, was your volleyball coach in high school, and it has led you into an opportunity to play in college. Talk about your relationship with your mom and how she has influenced your volleyball career.
I would say having the chance to have your mother as a coach is one of the best experiences I've ever had. There has definitely been some bumps along the way. I mean, it was really hard for me to treat her like a coach during practice. I always wanted to call her mom and, you know, maybe have a little bit of an attitude towards her, because as her daughter, she always pushed me a little harder than she pushed everyone else, just because she knew me. She knew how good I could be. And so there's a little tension there, but now that I've graduated, I've understood that she did it because she knew how good I could be. And like I said, having your mom as a coach, it's an unbelievable experience.
You know, and you're going to be playing your volleyball and softball career, it sounds like, continuing at Marshalltown Community College for the Tigers. What was it about Marshalltown that you fell in love with and decided to go there?
Coming from a small school like Sigourney, I really wanted something small where I could know a lot of people, like I know everyone that goes to Sigourney. I didn't want something big where I passed someone in the hallway and didn't really know them. And Marshalltown, it's obviously really small. There's one building. And so I knew that it'd be easy for me to make friends. And I loved the volleyball girls that I met. They were so welcoming and so nice. And the coach that recruited me, he's not the coach anymore, he resigned, but the coach that recruited me, I loved him. He was like, he treated me like one of his own, and it was just a very welcoming place.
And as we kind of wrap things up with Jordan Carter, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Jordan, what's kind of one thing that you're going to miss the most about playing high school athletics?
I would say playing with my sister is going to be the thing that I miss the most.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Like I said, playing with your mom as your coach is just an unbelievable experience. And getting to experience playing my senior year with my sister, we grew so close together. And it was just, she made everything on the court and everything on the softball field so much more alive. And she brought us together as a family. And it was amazing to be able to share all of my honors and experiences with her this past year.
Another amazing Hedge Above Lawn Care athlete of the week is Jordan Carter, a new freshman at Marshalltown Community College, recent graduate of Sigourney High School, kind enough to join us here this evening on the PM Sports page. Jordan, it's been fantastic to get to know you a little bit off of the volleyball and softball arenas, and thank you so much. Good luck with your first year of college.
Thank you.
We will wrap up this edition of the PM Sports Page coming up next. You're listening to it on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. It's presented this evening by Hedge Above Lawn Care as well as MD Orthopedics.